Welcome to the Sophia's Insider Podcast. In each episode, we dive deep into topics like manifestation, astrology, self-confidence, healing, and of course, all the good things that help you become the happiest, most powerful, and fulfilled version of yourself. And I can't wait to share today's episode with you. So let's dive in. Here's what no one tells you about traditional astrology. The way that you've been seeing astrology used right now all over the internet is not something that is going to help you get your dream life. It wasn't designed to make you rich, it wasn't designed to make you powerful, and it sure as hell wasn't designed to help you win as a woman. And that is something that I want to change. Because when you use astrology as just another tool for the patriarchy, that is when it gets boring and limiting. But astrology is so much more than that. And if you feel like you've tried everything, the manifestation rituals, the mindset hacks, you've read all of these self-help books, but nothing is really changing, that might be because you're living against your own unique energies. And I am here to change that with you, because this is a real revolution. I want to start a new movement where we see astrology as something completely different, not in the way where we use it to just describe your trauma or use your Venus sign to become your most attractive self or behaving like his Venus sign to become his soulmate. All of that, will leave that to the side, because what I want to do is help you tap into your own power. So instead of copying somebody else's path, thinking that you need to be like anyone else or that you need to copy and follow someone else's energy and blueprint, we're going to make sure that you know how to use your own energies to become the version of yourself that you have always daydreamed about. Because something that I realized a while ago and what made me change the way that I do readings, the way that I talk about astrology, honestly, the way that I live my life, is that the way we're doing astrology right now is not something that I want to bring in the world. I want to bring something different into the world where we use astrology as something to empower and free you. So if you're ready to dive deeper into yourself, if you're ready to get to know yourself and build a dream life based on your uniqueness, based on your own map, instead of following someone else's, then this is truly for you. Because when I started to really learning about feminine focused religions, when I started to read When God Was a Woman, and honestly, a lot of books followed where I really went into learning about female focused religions, I realized that we've been lied to, that the way that we've been taught about religion, about the world, our whole world view, and the perspectives we have on any and everything has been warped by this patriarchal lens. And that is something that I want to change, because I realized I want to create a world where women are empowered, because astrology is still one of the tools that mostly women use. We share this knowledge with each other and we think it's just a cutesy little thing of, oh my God, that's my Venus sign and that is your moon sign. And while I love that, I want to use it as a tool to help you create your dream life, because your chart is not a prison. It is not something that can limit you. And if anybody has told you that any placements in your chart, that any aspects in your chart make you unable of achieving any and everything that you desire, then let me tell you, they've lied to you. Because it is not about having a perfect chart. There is no perfect birth chart. This birth chart that you have was designed for you. It makes up your whole entire being. So instead of fighting against your own energies by copying someone else who has nothing to do with you and your energies, it is time that you start tapping into your own. And that is what we're going to do. I am creating a beautiful astrology season that you're going to see over the next few weeks, where we dive into different parts of your chart to help you become the most magnetic, powerful, powerful and richest version of yourself. We're going to talk about how to make money based on your birth chart. We're going to talk about healing. We're going to talk about manifestation. We're going to talk about embodiment. We're going to talk about any and everything that is actually going to show you how your birth chart was designed to help you live your dream life. And if you feel like you know all of that already, you feel like you know your big three, you know all of these things that people have told you, and you're like, why is nothing changing? I know my whole chart. I've studied it. I've tried to learn about it. I want to change something. Then this is the time. And what I want you to focus on this journey is just looking at your chart with neutrality. Instead of thinking, oh my God, because I have this placement or because I have this aspect, I won't be able to achieve what I want. That is not the truth. You will just have a different way than your best friend, than your mom, than some celebrity that you admire. It is not about thinking, oh my God, I don't have what they have. And instead, learning about tapping into your own energies. And my favorite way to start this is actually by moving away from your big three, because a lot of times this is something that we've gotten very used to. We have our big three, which we love to share with other people, and it's fun and I love it. But the thing is, especially if you're an astrology beginner, this can be very hard. This can be like, okay, I know my sun, moon, and rising, but what am I going to do with that? It's mostly what you hear is, okay, your sun is just your life force energy, your moon is your emotions, and your rising sign is the mass that you move through the world with. And that is just scratching the surface. There is so much more than that, because even your rising sign is the sign and the energy that your parents wanted you to embody when you were born. So your rising sign is actually something that your parents needed and desired at the time of your birth. They wanted this energy from you. They needed you to embody this energy. So it is not your mask, and it is also not your persona or something that you put on. Instead, it is an unconscious, subconscious desire of your parents and the role they wanted you to play. But it is not a role any longer. Now it has become a part of you. And it is time to ask yourself if you want to continue playing the role or if you want to live these energies in a healthy way, in an aligned way, in a way that will help you create anything and everything that you desire. And that is what we're going to focus on. But what I said, like I said, I want to move away a little bit from the big three, even the big six. What I want you to focus on as the first step of this whole entire journey is your North Node. I say this all the time. If you go onto any of my social media pages, I talk a lot about the North Node because it's one of my favorite placements. I believe it is one of the most powerful ones, especially if you're a beginner in astrology, because you don't need a lot of knowledge to understand your North Node. Of course, always having someone look at it professionally will help and will actually make a big difference. But if you're a beginner and you see your North Node and you understand its energy, that is something that makes it easier to go towards your dreams, because your North Node is the placement that is your dream life placement. I always say this is your at the right place at the right time kind of vibe, because when you learn to embody your North Node energy, this is helping you in becoming and embodying the version of yourself that already has everything that you desire. This is your evolution and your growth, and that is why we're going to start with that. I have my free North Node playbook in the description. So if you want to start with your North Node right now, before any of the other episodes come out, then make sure to download my free North Node playbook, where I go into all 12 North Nodes, sign and house, so you can already begin embodying the version of yourself that has it all. That is my truest tip, because when you start with your North Node, no matter where you're at in life, whether you are a business owner, whether you have a job, whether you're a student, It doesn't matter what your occupation is. It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. When you start to work with your North Node and you understand its energies, that is the fastest way to actually see changes in your life. Because like I said, with your sun and your moon and your rising, that is something cute to know. That is more information based. But understanding your North Node is actually the key to becoming the version of yourself that you want to be. Because the North Node, like I said, it is your evolution and growth. So instead of focusing on your big three, which we love, focus on your North Node and start to understand that nothing in your chart deserves judgment, that there is no part of you that is wrong. There's no part of your birth chart that is wrong. Instead, we're going to use the exact placements that you have, the exact aspects that you have, to create your dream life step by step. And this is what this season is going to be. We're going to dive into it all from your moon sign, your North Node, your ICMC. We're going to look at lots of parts of your chart to help you not only learn about astrology, but actually embody it. Because it is time that you go from just learning and being filled with all of this information instead of really embodying it and creating your dream life. So we're going to make sure that astrology starts to change your life instead of just giving you information about yourself. Leave everything that you've learned about you and your birth chart at the door, because the next few weeks are going to change everything, and I can't wait to dive in with you. So I'll see you for the next episode, and as always, remember to stay the version of yourself that you've always daydreamed about. Connect to her on a daily basis. Dive into the energies of your North Node, and don't let anybody tell you that you can't be and have anything and everything that you desire. I'll see you. Bye.